100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. It's good to be back.
He is back, Krivo.
Oh, my God. 2 days of sickness late last week. I hate missing this job. I love this job so much.
I saw your face on the Wednesday, right, before you had to take some days off, and you were so sad.
Yeah, I was just very ill. I got some cold thing. Anyway, I'm over it now.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing.
Yay.
We're back in business.
Yay.
It was a beautiful day yesterday leading up to it.
Wasn't
and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be good to go tomorrow.
I even got my washing done.
Oh, how about that for a treat? Jeez, we've all got big news this morning.
I know.
Did you have a good weekend otherwise?
Yeah, I did. I was really busy looking after the house on my own.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you the Home Alone thing? Like booby trap all the doors
Nearly. I'd get a little bit scared living on my own, but that's okay.
Dance with the radio turned up and all that.
I did, actually, nice. Yes. Did all the housework. It was great.
You got a terrific jacket on today as well.
Thanks. She's fluffy.
It's sort of like almost Terry Towling vibes, to be honest.
Honestly, I just threw some stuff in a bag last night because I went to my partner's house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't really care what I wear. Krivo won't care.
No, you've got an awesome jacket on.
Yay!
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Relaxing start to the weekend. So on Saturday morning, was just laying in bed, having a coffee. I get a FaceTime from Mum and Dad because they're currently in Tasmania
still. Right. Tour to Tasmania.
Yes, having a great time.
Eating apples.
Yeah, exactly. They got a whole 1 kilo bag from the side of the road. Loving it.
Sniffing on Huon Pine.
I think they're sniffing. I don't know. I'm not with them. So on Saturday morning, they're at Salamanca Markets in Hobart.
Oh, now, a classic.
Enormous place.
Yeah.
So they're walking me around, whatnot. They're buying some things. So Mum is just like, hey, so the reason why I'm FaceTiming you is because it's at least 50 like gin stalls here. So Mum's just like, pick whatever you want, mash out. I'm like, thanks, Mum. So yeah.
So many good, like fine, beautifully like house-made alcohols in Tasmania.
Yeah, like the whiskey looked beautiful and I didn't even drink whiskey.
Yeah, that looks nice. Flash.
Yeah, so I don't know what brand it was. I don't remember. I was just like, that bottle looks good. Let's get that one. Yeah, so I got like some raspberry gin.
Oof.
Oh my God, it looks great. I got the small bottle though. I didn't want to, you know, make them go bankrupt.
Yeah, they're always very expensive.
Mm.
I think I bought some tiny bottle of, once again, some, you know, whiskey made locally, of course. And the guy who's selling it always has a black felt hat and a large beard.
That's it.
He looks trustworthy.
Yeah.
He looks at you through his, you know, horn-rimmed spectacles and goes, yes, it's a beautiful whiskey. They make it just down the road and the water only comes from the spring that was, you know,
Shiraz cork bottle thingy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a wine barrel made in England 260 years ago. And you go, oh, brilliant. They go, that'll be $400 for a tiny bottle. And you go, maybe.
You're paying for what it's made in. It's a barrel.
Exactly,
oh my God. Yeah, so as soon as Mum and Dad come home on Thursday, you best believe I'm cracking into that gin.
And you know it'll be delicious.
Oh, yeah.
It's always, everything down there, you go, oh, so expensive. And you go, oh, it's really good. That's why.
I may or may not have a sore head on Friday.
Exactly. All right, we'll be ready for that.
UFM. The Novos.
For Qantas, normally, you know, you expect a very wholesome experience, don't you? Think about this. You get onto the, you know, the big kangaroo. And you expect a very small plastic glass of red wine and some stale bread and
biscuits
and a bit of a dry steak if you're going internationally. And it's, you know, it's fine. It is what it is. Yeah, exactly. It's polite and friendly and all that sort of stuff. But it wasn't so much for passengers on a flight to Haneda in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
When at the start of the flight, it all takes off. Here's your safety information and all that. Don't forget your life jackets under your seat. And suddenly, a couple of the customers say, look, we can't select videos on our like, entertainment system.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, there's a little bit. And they're like, oh, sorry about that. What we'll do, we'll just jump on here and play. We can select one movie to play for everyone. It's like a backup system.
Okay.
Suddenly, though, the 2023 film Daddy-O, starring Dakota Johnson, starts playing, which is R-rated.
Oh,
R-rated for language, sexual material, ooh, and graphic nudity.
Oh, what a treat.
Yeah, exactly right. And technical issues meant that they couldn't turn it off. So every single person had to keep watching it, and they couldn't, like, unselect it. So imagine you got your little kids there, you know, little Jimmy or whatever. He's like, what's that, Mummy? You're like, oh, cover your eyes. There's heaps of people doing this. Eventually the crew were able to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Like, suddenly stop the whole thing so there was no film playing. But that makes it worse in a way almost because it's like you're accepting that you've made a mistake.
That's true.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Worse if they didn't, you know, turn it off though. Side note, why do planes have an R-rated movie on there?
Well, great question. I think because even if you decide, oh, I'm just going to watch that myself from the selection, then surely that's next to another kid who could be watching.
That's right.
Like, they really need to sort that out. I mean, I get it. It's international airspace, and maybe you can go, oh, there's no law or something.
No, that's right. We're in the air.
But come on. You're Qantas. You're all this wholesome sort of gear. You're supposed to not, you shouldn't have any of those R-rated films on there with those, you know, innocent eyes of watching it potentially.
You hear the girls' choir, and then all of a sudden you go, bow, chicka, wow, wow.
That is all kinds of wrong.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, there's these two guys over in America, in California. They call themselves kind of like up and coming, I guess, movie writers, directors, whatever.
Sure.
So they've tried to, unmask a person known as the P-Bandit, or P-I-S-S, if you want to be a little bit ruder.
Oh, jeez, not me.
So apparently this P-Bandit over in Pasadena, California, has been leaving big, heavy bottles of deeply yellow, urine on top of a utility box for a couple of years.
Years? So
yeah.
It's like a little, what is that? You know when you drive through the suburbs, it's like those boxes that have, I guess, like electricity stuff in them or something, is it?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So these two guys, I know, they're really gross. I would not recommend looking at the photos online. It's disgusting. Anyway, so like I said, masked bandit. So these two guys put some hidden cameras near this utility box to try and catch this person, woman or man, doesn't matter.
Sure.
And they saw, like, overnight, around the middle of the night or whatever, this person is dropping off these big bottles of urine and they can't figure out who it is. So they left them a note saying, hey, we respect your little declaration of urine bottles and whatnot. And they tried to ask them some questions. Left a marker for them to respond. Didn't respond. But apparently they think it might be some sicko art installation or whatever.
Oh, my
God. No confirmation. No confirmation.
That is so weird. All it reminds me of is the poo joggers that were around down in Melbourne and stuff.
Yep.
They were just dropping off, you know, the kids at the pool, but instead of going there, they were just in the park.
Oh, look.
But in a bottle. It's so, like, so purposeful. That's what's so weird about it, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm going to this spot. You can't find a toilet.
I know, but, like, this person, this weird masked figure, when they ignored the note, they actually stole the boy's camera and drove it 126 miles from Pasadena to San Diego.
Oh, my God.
Just for, you know, just for a laugh.
It's got GPS in it or something, they
know. Yeah. But also on these bottles, like, they always had, like, smiley faces drawn on them. But after the camera was driven to San Diego, the P-Bandit was not happy, ramped up their response, and instead put, like, a devil face on it instead of a smiley face. So they've made them angry, but it hasn't deterred them.
Never upset the P-Bandit person. Otherwise, I might draw rude things on their bottle. What is all that? That's such a weird story. I love it.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
And, of course, there's been a lot of, like, tragedy to come from Hurricane Milton in Florida. Awful stories, heaps of them.
Mm.
One bright spot, though, because a guy who had actually in the past lost a house before in a hurricane.
Oh, my God.
when he lived in a different part of the country, mm-hmm. He decided to ratchet strap down the roof of his house. In fact, what? His entire house, he sunk rods into the ground.
Whoa.
Using concrete. And then tied ratchet straps and strapped his entire house down with giant ratchet straps. Have a look at the picture here.
Yeah, I'm looking.
They literally run from the ground all the way over the roof and down the other side to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this went viral and people were divided on whether this will work.
Has it?
It's worked.
Wow.
His house has come through unscathed.
Oh my gosh, is this the way of the future for like disasters?
Well, I don't know if that's the case. Like, when obviously a scientific study of one doesn't really tell you much, because it might not have been that strong through his house or whatever, but other houses in the area destroyed, this house is fine. So
wow.
For high wind situations, literally tethering your house to the ground, maybe it's worked. I don't know, maybe he's figured something out here and nobody's thought of it before. That happens all the time.
It's like strapping like one of your like clothes dressers to the back of a trailer or something. Yeah. Or when you're going down the M1.
It doesn't seem like it would be strong enough, but it's obviously worked. So, I mean, obviously the other important thing is when you ratchet strap anything down, you've got to bang on it and go, that's not going anywhere. That's how you really make sure it's safe. So I'm sure he did that. But what an extraordinary story out of, you know, what has been awful news overall. A little bright spark, and that's what we live for.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly right.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Right now, though, something a little bit silly. Someone has taken, I guess, the fun of puppets way too far. It seems that eating isn't the only thing the Cookie Monster does quickly. Right?
Okay.
A police camera over in Germany has captured a bizarre moment where a driver has sped through an intersection while dressed as the blue children's character.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie.
That's the one.
What is this?
Okay, so a police spokesperson over there, he's described the incident, saying that while driving through this intersection, they were going like 60 in a 50 zone, right? So it's technically not speeding too much, but they think they've done this deliberately.
Every kind of counts.
Yeah, to garner a bit of attention. And you know what? It's worked for only like a $50 fine. So they've literally, they're behind the wheel of like this Audi, and you can see it in real life. There's pictures online, so it did happen. They're dressed up as the Cookie Monster,
like
driving.
Head to toe.
Head to toe in the fuzzy outfit.
Ready to go.
Cookie!
That's right. Can confirm, though, there was no cookie in sight, and both hands were on the wheel.
Oh, so driving safely.
Yep. However, dealt a $50 fine.
And you know what? Look, the Germans understand speeding, I reckon. Well, they got their autobahns where there's no limits. As long as you're driving safely, is that what they determine as safely. And $50 fine's more reasonable, isn't it?
Oh, look, I think it's worth it. It's worth it for the prank. They knew exactly where the camera was, too.
There we go. Just always ready with your outfit. Would you wear a Cookie Monster outfit out and about, Ari?
I would for the giggles.
Yeah, why not? Let's get you.
Okay. UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
The Apple Watch, obviously, it's got a lot of great features, tells you the time.
It's the smallest computer I've ever seen.
There's that as well. But apparently now it can also predict when you're going to get sick.
What?
It's like a little glimpse into the future. So monitoring your vitals through the Vitals app.
Right.
They're saying it can foresee upcoming sicknesses by several days thanks to overnight monitoring of key vital health, I guess, signs.
Right. So kind of like a little doctor on your wrist in a way, going, hey, you've got like your body temperature's rising, you're getting a fever or something,
all
right?
All that sort of stuff. And even before you know you're sick, it is monitoring your bodily changes and highlighting them to let you know. I don't know if I want this
feature. It's scary.
Like, it's the same sort of thing as, do you want to know when you're going to pass away?
Yeah.
I don't want to know that.
And what if it's wrong?
Well,
what if you have
too.
Like a miraculous recovery and you're just like, oh, I've already taken a week off work for this.
Yeah, I've already organised that.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is a little bit strange and like worrying in a way. Also, Think about, like, insurance companies. They are going to want that data so bad. Can you imagine your health insurance company going, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind that information, knowing if you're going to get sick in the future.
They'll put up the prices.
All of that is possible. Not
cash grab.
Not calling conspiracy yet, but just think about that for a second. I mean, I guess you could take it in, like, try and take it from a positive perspective and that go, oh, you could change your medications or something like that.
Okay.
To try and, I guess, prevent yourself getting certain illnesses or, you know, stop yourself from getting sick.
Cold and flu tablets.
All that sort of stuff to try and, you know, or maybe take some vitamins or something.
Sure.
But I don't know if overall, I'm thinking I don't really want this on my wrist.
I think it's a little bit too far. Like, yeah, we don't need to know.
We don't need to know this sort of stuff. I agree with that.
Look, and you know what? You know your body better than anyone else, even a computer. So if you feel like you got a little bit of a sore throat, probably best to take a few days off or, like, yeah, that's right.
But if you what, another thing I thought of just before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're in school, right? And you're like, oh, I can't come to school on Wednesday. I'm going to be sick. Look at my Apple Watch is telling me.
Oh, you know what? The kids would take that for a ride.
They are going to be taking advantage of that. And you know there'll be a way to hack it to show that you're going to be sick tomorrow. Oh, I can't come in, miss. Look, have a look at this.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I found out a little food secret of Mayfield that I didn't know about.
Wait, food secret?
Yeah, it's a little food secret of Mayfield.
Oh, please tell me. I'm always there now.
So I was talking to this guy about biryani, which is this, you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
It's like this stewed rice dish.
I think I've had it, like, we used to have some South African friends back in the day and they used to make it all the time.
Yeah, right. It's often there. I think it's Indian in origin.
Yeah, true.
And it's sort of like a spicy rice with chicken, or you can have it with lamb.
It's so good.
Really good. One of my favourite dishes. Anyway, I was talking to this guy and he goes, you know where you can, where it's actually fantastic in Mayfield? I was like, Mayfield? I couldn't even think of an Indian restaurant in Mayfield. He goes, every Friday, they sell it at the front of the mosque, in their little, next to their little coffee van there.
Really?
And I was like, I'm not Muslim. Does that matter? And he goes, no worries. It's $12. I was like, are you kidding? That's a great value.
It is a good price.
Yeah. So this coming Friday,
yes,
I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah. Oh, please report back.
Yeah, I will. He said lunchtime. He goes, get in early. I think it starts from 11 or something.
Okay.
What a great deal. $12. If you go to any other restaurant, it's like 25.
Oh, yeah, even that.
And he said it's really good. So there's a hot tip for you.
Hopefully it doesn't run out before you get there.
Well, he said go early, like 11 to 12, he said, before it gets busy.
What a treat.
And it's just down the road from me. I'm so excited about this, giving this a go. Food secret.
Oh, I love it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, anyone who knows me knows that I do love a cheeky little toasty. It's probably one of my favourite dishes to make.
Nice.
Just ham, cheese, tomato, nothing flashy, just simple.
Classic, yeah.
So I was in the kitchen the other night and I was like, you know what, I just feel like a toasty for dinner, whatever. So Mum was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll get the frying pan out. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I start to build my toasty. So I get the toaster out. Cook my toast, build my ham, cheese, tomato, pop it in the microwave, melt the cheese, make it hot. Mum's like, what are you doing that for? And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, that's not how you make a toasty, darling. You put it in the fry pan and you heat it up that way and you toast it up that way. Because we don't have like
toasty maker.
Yeah, a Sambo maker at home.
Yeah.
So that's how she makes hers. And I'm like, Mum, it takes too long. Just throw it in the little toaster, whatever, and then just melt the cheese in the microwave for like 30 seconds. It works fine and tastes great. She's like, nah, doll. Nah. So this is like a common debate now between Mum and I. I cannot make a toasty around her because she gets cranky and vice versa. Apparently I'm in the wrong.
Well, okay. Here's what I would say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your mum should have called the police.
Why?
Because what you're talking about is a food crime. What kind of awful toasty is that?
It's delicious. It's still like crunchy. It's quicker.
Nah,
look,
what a
nightmare. If I'm hangry, I want my food like immediately.
Yeah, I understand that. But give yourself give yourself a few more minutes and do it in a fry pan.
I think that's gross. And it, like, it burns as well.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You haven't buttered the outside of the bread.
Well, she does, and it still burns.
No, well, that's a lack of experience. Cooking it in the fry pan is the correct way. What is this abomination of in the toaster and microwave?
I think it's genius. Okay, so that's your opinion. So now we want to get Newcastle's temperature on this.
Oh, my God.
4967-4105. Prove me right or wrong. Depends on what
Ari's
side of the fence
mum,
you are.
You are exactly right on this. I don't even know what Ari's thinking.
Well, I'll give you the question. What is the right way to cook a toasty? Simple as that.
In a fry pan every time. Ari's mum, you are correct.
Oh,
you're a smart lady.
Nah.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Here we go, yeah.
Who told you that was the way to do it?
I just worked it out for myself. I'm an independent woman.
I appreciate that. And I do admire a lot of the things you do, Ari.
Thanks.
That is not one of them. That is a food crime.
It's not. It just makes sense.
Stop wasting all of the ingredients and do it properly in a fry pan, is what I'd say.
No, I don't like my toast burnt. Thank you. Well, we did get a message through our Instagram at @thenovos_. And
sure.
Jordan says, Ari to jail. Who microwaves a toaster?
Yeah, correct. Send it straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect 200 toasties. All right. In Charlestown, Robbie, who's right here? Ari's mum or Ari?
Ari, you are one weird little girl.
No, Robbie. It just makes sense, right? You got to melt the cheese. You put it in the microwave.
No, you weirdo.
You're a fry pan lady too?
If I was your mother, I'd be checking your birth certificate, Petal.
You are not my child.
You're getting roasted here this morning.
Oh, my God, I don't like it. Okay, Joe in Morissette, what are your thoughts? Who's right or wrong?
Oh, see, I'm going to be a fence sitter because you can actually get a microwave toasted sandwich maker.
I've seen this. It's
now,
from Kmart.
Yeah, I have heard of this. But we're talking about Ari's system here, which is toasting in the toaster.
Ari's system's not okay.
Yeah, correct.
Even
the fence sitter admits that drying out your bread in the toaster first is a terrible idea.
I know what I like, and I like what I like, except nobody else agrees.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, this is our game where you get to use your commerce skills.
Mm-hmm. Very basic commerce skills, by the way.
To swap them for prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what happens, if you've never heard this before, all we do is we give you three things that are for sale around town, probably.
Mm-hmm. Or even online sometimes.
Yeah, it could be anything from like a laptop to a can of drink.
Yeah.
And you just need to put them, three things, in order, from cheapest to the most expensive.
Great.
So cheapest, middle, most expensive.
Renee in Medford. Hey, how you going for your Monday?
Good, good. How are you?
Great. Do you know how Lowest Deluxe works?
I do, sort of, yep.
Yeah, that's it. I'll give you three things and you just put them in order. Cheapest to most expensive. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Great.
Okay, here we go. First one, the Apple Watch Series 10. That's from JB Hi-Fi at Green Hills.
Okay.
That's a pretty nice one. So it's the black, jet black aluminium case, GPS sports band included as well.
Mm. Yep.
Then you've got the, I think it's Spalding, Easy Assemble 50-inch acrylic portable basketball hoop.
Oh, my God, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Now, these are the really flash ones that, like, come on the wheels and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to hang that on the wall yourself. You just wheel that thing out and the kids can play straight away or, you know, kids at heart.
Yeah.
This is, like, basically professional full height standard.
Okay.
Ready to go. Okay.
Right.
Yep.
And that comes from Rebel Sports.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then the third item is the Kelso 1.1mm 100-litre Tradesman steel tray wheelbarrow.
Ooh.
And that comes from Sydney Tools at Katara.
Ooh.
So just to refresh, you've got the Apple Watch. Then you've got the very fancy Spalding acrylic basketball hoop, portable, on the wheels and everything. And then you've got the Kelso wheelbarrow. Which do you think is the cheapest?
The Apple Watch.
Apple Watch cheapest, okay.
I thought we were going
dearest
to lowest.
No, cheapest. Lowest first. Lowest to lux. What do you reckon is the cheapest?
The cheapest would be, I reckon it would be the wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow? Okay.
Okay. Yep.
I hear what you're saying. What do you want in the middle?
The basketball hoop.
Okay. And then what do you want at the top?
The Apple Watch.
Yeah, all right. All right. Locked it in. So, I can reveal the wheelbarrow comes in at $208.
Ooh.
Yep.
And then you had the basketball hoop next. This is a Spalding Momentous Easy Assembly 50-inch. That comes in at
$899.
Ooh. Yep.
The Apple Watch Series 10 comes in at $699. Oh. I'm so sorry. You haven't won this one.
Bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer. Sorry, that's all right. Ray. We'll still put you in the draw for a family pass to the Jets, all right?
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Better luck next time.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, it is coming towards Halloween season, okay? Sure. At the end of the month, you're going to see lots of people getting creative with a lot of different costumes. But there will never be someone as creative or physically delicious as this dad and his kids creating a costume for Halloween out of Yorkshire puddings. So this dad over in the southern end on Sea of Essex came up with a costume idea to bake 340 Yorkshire puddings and create like a little armour out of it for his 13-year-old.
That's so funny. And you know what I like about this is that they're obviously, Halloween, not traditionally in the UK.
No, neither is it here.
Yeah, but in the UK, it seems like they're creating localised costumes.
Yes, they are.
Which is what's really cool. And really, what it should be about is an excuse to, you know, have your spooky stuff or create local costume.
Or fun things.
Do more of that thing, that sort of stuff here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this dad apparently came up with the costume idea and basing it on a superhero that he actually created with his kids. So how it came about was obviously this family love a cheeky roast.
Sure.
And they love their Yorkshire puddings. It's like one of their favourite parts of that style of meal.
Yeah.
So you can see all the photos and the videos on TikTok and whatever. It's literally 340 puddings and like sewing them like together and then varnishing them so that they don't spoil.
Yeah, quite an effort, right?
Yeah, so it's like they've called it like their roasted Frankenstein or something
that. I love it.
So like his legs are covered in the puddings, his torso, even they've made a helmet out of it. So look, if you're going around trick-or-treating on a long Halloween's night, you'll never go hungry to start eating yourself.
That's it. Just get ready. You've got all the bits on there. Question for you. Have you ever had a Yorkshire pudding?
No.
Neither have I.
I don't know what they would taste like. Are they sweet?
No, they're sort of bready, I think.
Yeah.
And then you sort of dip your gravy in it.
They kind of look like a bigger version of like a brioche.
I've seen them all the time on TV shows, and I always wonder what that tastes like.
They have to be pretty tough to be able to be stitched on, though.
Yeah, that may be a little bit tough.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of in terms of, you know, trying one is I need to make a full suit out of them.
Yes.
And then eat it as I go.
There you go. Halloween idea sorted.
Sorted.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
And don't forget, school zones are back today.
Oh, they certainly are.
You might not have be taking the kids back to school because they might be on a pupil free day.
That's right.
But you can still get the fine.
Yes.
So make sure you're extra careful. You see those flashing lights or you're in one that doesn't have them. Just slow down. Slow down.
Simple as that.
It's a good training for the rest of the week.
That's right. It gets you in the groove.
That's right. Back to the term times, if you will.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, there's been quite a bit of chatter around the news locally recently about making the Newcastle show for next year to be declared a local public holiday. This is actually not new. So we've tried to do this before over the past few years and whatnot. Well, this is the question that Newcastle Council is now asking everyone. So Novocastrians are now being invited to determine that decision for the first day of next year's extravaganza, which is slated for Friday the 28th of Feb. So what's going on right now is a community survey is going around that will gather feedback from those who live here, work and even run businesses. So that's you, Crevo, for example, to gauge support for the proposal.
And
so,
I know how I'm voting.
What?
This is a no from me.
Wait, why is that?
Small business owner. Cost me more. People want their day off, this and that. I have to worry about staff and everything.
Right, okay, so it's more of a headache for you.
Oh, what an absolute nightmare.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, people, look, you've already got a public holiday for the show, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got two days.
Yeah.
How many days do you want to go?
Look, I don't know. Well, apparently Newcastle Council also conducted a community consultation last year, of which 84% of respondents supported this public holiday for the show.
What?
Yeah, that is a lot.
That is a lot.
So,
in an unpopular boat here.
Yeah, well, for me personally, I'm all for it. Give me the public holiday, of course. That means I don't have to come into work.
Are you going to go to the show, though, on that day?
I might. Maybe.
You're not going are you?
If someone paid me to go, I might. But yeah.
Paid you to go?
No. I'll make an appearance.
You'll make an appearance?
I'll go for the Pluto Pup.
How many tickets have you got on yourself? I'll make an appearance where people, they'll come and ask for autographs and
look,
that sort of thing.
Most people know that I do not like rides, okay? They freak me out. They make me feel sick. So I'll just go for the food. That's about it.
I'm not against the show. I think the show is a great institution, a great part of our city. But we don't need more public holidays confusing everyone.
I think we do.
Costing us money.
4967 4105. What is your opinion? Do you think we should have a public holiday for our beloved Newcastle show? Or
should we support small business?
Oh, no. Well, yes. But it's not just that. Do you want a day off or don't you?
Okay. All right. This is the, I guess, divide. Yes. You're definitely team public holiday.
100%.
As a small business owner, I think I have to say I'm against it.
Mm.
We've got enough public holidays.
Drew and Snilba Bay, what are your thoughts on this?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very good, Drew.
How are you?
Oh, I'm enjoying this bit of sunshine before the rain comes, so I'm happy, thank you.
That's good.
Okay, now, you got to tell us, are you pro or against this public holiday?
Well, look, I'm all for public holidays. Everyone loves a day off. Mm-hmm. I get that. You know, I've got 4 kids at home, so I'd like to be able to take them and do those things as well.
Yep.
But also, you know, in realistically, thinking about what COVID's done to us and small business, you know, and also... I was a small business owner quite some while ago. It makes it really difficult. I totally get it. So I'm going to say no this time. I think it's a bit too hard.
There we go.
Current financial situation.
Thanks for the support, Drew. We'll make sure you jump onto the survey and vote.
Yeah, good arguments as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Kelly in Rutherford. Good morning, Kelly. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, very good, Kelly. Great to chat to you.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voices again.
Oh, now, God bless you, Kelly.
Now, honestly, I agree with a yes.
Okay.
Simply because I'm old and I grew up with the public holiday.
Oh, right.
So it's a tradition for you.
Yes, I grew up with it. So. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, we didn't have the businesses that we do these days.
Oh, good point.
Such as coffee shops times a million.
Yeah. you didn't have coffee back then, I get it.
No, we had awesome carts delivering our bread.
Oh, Kelly. So overall, you want the public holiday back, though, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Come on, Kelly.
So, we're at one apiece, which means a tiebreaker here. Everything to play for. Everything is on the line. And we go to Gorokin. Wendy, good morning. Do you want the public holiday or not?
That's a no.
It's a no? Just straight up?
It's a no. Okay, I'm coming from the business side of things.
Yeah.
And it's not just the small owners, it's all businesses would have to pay for a day off.
There you go.
And working where I do in finance, we have to... rechange systems, we have to talk about timesheets and all the rest of it, and it costs It's a day. It's someone. It's people getting paid for a day that they're having off, that they're not working.
There we go. I and you know fair. What? I hear that. Two against one.
Oh, come on.
That's a win.
No.
I think we can just cancel it now. What are your thoughts?
No.
Oh, no. Actually, there's a survey.
Yeah, there's a survey.
You go fill out the survey. That's the way to do it.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in five locations. New FMs, restore your outdoor.
Oh, the weather is warming up. Well, it's going to warm up even more.
It sure
summer
is.
Summer just around the corner. How would you like some new outdoor furniture and some good, cool little gadgets, $2,500 worth, to put outside?
Oh, my God, it'd be so good because, obviously, summer is when you entertain the most.
That's right.
So you have people coming around and then they walk through your back doors and you're like, oh, my God, have you refreshed this area?
Yeah.
You go, yeah, I went to Alfresco Outdoors.
Yes,
and
thank
heating.
You. Yes.
And I got it all sorted.
Mm-hmm. Weber barbecue.
Oh, my God, yes, please. Mm-hmm. You know I'm a fan of the Weber.
Yes.
In fact, it's probably my favourite way to cook. And Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, that's the home of the Weber Barbecue.
And now in five big locations. Fantastic.
It certainly is. Now, of course, you're going, how do I win that $2,500 again to spend your way? Well, this is how you do it. You've got to listen out for a certain song, and this is the song you're listening out for this morning. Have a listen to this. Is it going to play? In just a moment. Here we go. Here we go.
Glad to be back like Abracadabra.
You know the one, Eminem Houdini. You did a little Houdini on me there and
yes.
disappeared for a second. That's okay, though. This is what you're listening for.
Now, when you hear that full song, of course, you're going to call 4967-4105 and we'll put you in the draw if you're the first caller through.
That's right. So make sure you're listening very, very carefully. Now, we're going to try and put someone in the draw here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it right now. Adam in Madawi, well done. You're in the draw, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're very welcome. How's your outdoor area looking at the moment?
A little bit tired. I think I've actually got the hand-me-down from my parents, from the grandparents who made it in the shed years ago.
You know what? I can tell from here that that needs a refresh,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, $2,500 to spend your way could be yours. You're one step closer. You're in the draw. Thanks for that, Adam.
Awesome, thank you.
No worries. See how easy it is? You're just listening out for those key songs. And it doesn't stop here with us.
No.
All throughout the day. Joel, for your live and local drive home as well.
Yep.
Just be listening at all times. We make it pretty obvious that you've got to be listening for your chance to get in the draw for this incredible, incredible prize.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Amazingly, a test run of, I guess, a new way to drive has been conducted in Victoria. I only found this out the other day and I wanted to talk about it. So apparently during May last year, a simple idea has been branded a genius glow-in-the-dark line markings for Aussie roads.
This is really cool.
Yeah, this is down in Victoria that this started to run. Apparently, it was going to be rolled out in 70 rural or regional locations because basically night driving, it does present a number of risks. Personally,
sure.
I would prefer not to drive at night, and I've been driving for many years now. So it includes, you know, problems with depth perception as one, colour recognition, along with the sometimes blinding glare of other headlights and oncoming vehicles, whatnot. So we don't know whether or not this is going to be rolled out in any other state, like New South Wales, for example. There has been no word on it so far. I've done some digging.
Sure.
But it's amazing, like at night. So like all of your, you know, your middle lanes and obviously your boundary markings as well within your lane when you're driving, it just glows like a glow stick.
This is actually extraordinary. So if you think about, say, for example, the invention of like the cat eye, those little markers that reflect.
Yes.
That's one thing, but you need light to hit that to reflect it, whereas
that's
a glow
right.
is its own light, right?
Yeah, that's it. So apparently, according to this article here, during the day, the coating of the lines absorbs and stores light, kind of like a solar panel.
Yeah.
Then when night falls, the coating projects the light it has stored, illuminating
that.
The road for drivers.
Now, this is cool. And I wonder, like, who's sort of come up with it or whatever, because I know with the cat eye, that was first invented by a guy who was going home from the pub in England in like the 40s, 30s, 40s. And he was driving home and he saw a cat at the side of the road reflecting his, like, headlights and went, oh, my God, that's a great idea.
Yep.
And he sort of, like, gave it to the road authority in England and they just, like, were able to use them. Okay. In America, though, about 10 years later, someone went, oh, that's a good idea, and turned it into a company, of course, and it's now worth, like, $120 million. If you want to buy one of those cat eyes in America, it's, like, $300 for a single one. They make heaps and heaps of money, like $90 million every year.
Oh, my God.
And that just, in my opinion, very clearly and succinctly, like, identifies the difference between the UK and America. America, they're out for the money, and in the UK, they'll look out for people.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a little bit different. Just a tiny little bit. So hopefully this is, if it's an invention for the good of the people,
yes, it
gets
is.
Given to the government, and we can be a bit more like the British, eh?
Yeah.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
How's this for a sliding doors moment, right?
Okay,
so over in America, obviously, their Halloween preparations are like 11 times bigger than ours,
oh,
even 100%. Though it's big here, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy, he's got like a quarter acre block and he used it to grow a few pumpkins to sell at Halloween. Right?
Oh, very nice.
It is. Anyway, he sold the first pumpkin, got 10 bucks.
That's not bad.
Went to the news agency. Because he loved crosswords, he bought a crossword-themed scratchy card.
Okay. Right?
Scratches it, wins $100,000.
Wow.
How good is... What a good news story for someone who just obviously needs to make ends meet, grows a few pumpkins every year.
Yes.
And then turns it into $100,000.
Unbelievable.
That is a great news story.
When life gives you pumpkins,
turn them into scratchies. As the old saying goes.
I think we should change it to that. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Definitely, definitely.
Oh, funny.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So when you go and buy a house, I wouldn't know, haven't done it yet, but when you're looking to move, I guess, you look at a lot of different factors, you know, how close it is maybe to the shops, to schools, whatever attractions that you want.
The beach even, if you're lucky enough.
Absolutely. But also you're looking at, you know, if there's, you know, construction around, is it, you know, going to be noisy, whatever. Well, apparently over in the US, specifically New York, home buyers are actually concerned with, I guess, influencers. So this is deterring people from, like, moving to certain parts of the city because of the influx of these social media superstars, they claim. So as the success of social media influencing continues to soar, areas that were once desired by many, such as Williamsburg, also includes Brooklyn and West Hollywood and LA, aren't as appealing because of the amount of influencer inhabitants.
Okay, around our city, where do you think the most influencers live?
Merriweather, the Junction.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
Anywhere that's kind of bougie.
Yeah, a little bit fancy.
Yeah.
And I've got a bit of an insight into this as well.
Okay, because you live in the Mayfield Cottage.
No, not because of that. Because it's how TikTok works in terms of its location algorithm, right? So influencers want to go to places that are, like, richer because then people are more likely to see content close to them, their local area.
Oh.
It's actually location specific. So if you're trying to, say, for example, you're an influencer selling, I don't know, fancy candles or perfume or something, and you want your customers to be rich people, you're better off doing videos and content regularly in a rich area like a Merriweather or something like that.
Okay. So it's not just, you know, because they like the area.
No, there's more to it.
Okay, that's a bit smart. Well, according to a recent report, Williamsburg and the West Village, so of course this is in New York.
Fancy areas,
are some of the neighbourhoods flooded with influencers who are snapping pics, filming videos to privacy-seeking renters. This has become a major concern.
They want to move out.
Yeah, no, and they're just like, we don't want to go near yours because you're always taking photos and videos of my neighbourhood. So
that's the thing. So, well, you live in a kind of a flashy area too, like your Cameron Park.
Yeah.
Do you see many influencers around there, like at down at the tavern or whatever?
You know what? No. All I see is a bunch of kids on some electric scooters and that's about it. We're not hoity-toity at all on the
Cameron Park. They might be filming videos, but it's not the same type of video.
New FM. Novos.
And we're pretty much done for your Monday.
Yay, happy Monday, everyone.
Definitely. It's good to be back. A couple of days off sick there, which I hated.
Mm.
I like doing this job. I like working.
Well, the show missed you.
Well, I missed you too, Ari. Aww. It's good to be back in business. Hey, before we go, though, we do have a little bit of housekeeping to do.
We do. We want to give a family pass to go see the Jets take on Melbourne City FC this weekend. McGovern Stadium to Drew in Tenilba Bay. He had a great discussion with us on air about whether or not we should have a public holiday for the Newcastle show.
That's right. Also, don't forget, the winning doesn't stop with us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Restore Your Outdoor continues.
Yes, get in the draw.
That's so important. You've got to be listening at all times when those songs play. Mm-hmm. We give you a little hint and everything, but you've got to be keep listening to New FM all through your workday. All up through a drive with your local drive home with Joel. I'm getting there. Make sure you're listening at all times because it's $2,500 to spend your way. Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, massive grand opening sale on now. There's so many great products they've got, even down to like your lawn games, your sofas, you know, not just the barbecue stuff, which is fantastic too.
That's right.
So make sure you keep listening and get in that draw. It's $2,500. It would change your entire summer.
Yeah, I wish I could do that, but I can't.
Yep, that's right. Hey, have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.